a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and history's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, Three's company too.
But the front door was open.
So you just walked right in, huh? Boy, are you strange.
I'm strange. You're the one wearing a chicken. Listen, do you have any coffee?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Furley. I just drank the last cup.
Oh, good. Can I have the grounds?
What for?
For my roses.
Sure. Would you like a prune Danish to go with your petunias?
I put the coffee grounds in the soil to help my roses grow, okay?
Doesn't it keep them awake at night?
No, they never get out of their little beds. I can repartee with the best of them if I have to. But I love my roses, Jack. I've raised them up from tiny cuttings, nursed them through budhood, and watched them mature into healthy, beautiful flowers. And next week, I'm going to enter them in the flower show. They're going to win, too, I can tell you that.
Well, good luck to you, Mr. Furley. Here's your coffee. You want me to throw in some cream and sugar in there, too?
You don't know.
Oh,
hi. Hi, Mr. Furley. What you got there?
Oh, I'd rather not tell you.
Why not?
Oh, because if I tell you these are grounds for my roses, you'll say, I've heard of grounds for divorce, but never grounds for my roses. Then she'll say, why are you divorcing your roses?
Mr. Furley, we wouldn't do a thing like that to you.
Of course not. As long as you've got that newspaper, why don't you give that to your roses, too?
What good would that do?
Well, if the coffee keeps them awake at night, at least they'll have something to read.
See?
Bet Jack's in the kitchen.
Hey, hi.
Hey, ladies.
Hi. Gee, I wish I could sew like that. Go catch a chicken and practice.
Hey, do you girls have any plans tomorrow night, I hope?
Why?
Why? Because it's my night, and I'm going to have the world's most gorgeous girl over for dinner.
Oh, Jack, thank you. You're so sweet. But I think we should ask Chrissy, too.
It's Nancy Norwood.
Nancy Norwood!
You know her?
Yeah, she's a stuck-up, conceited snob who only thinks of herself.
Well, nobody's perfect!
Hello.
I wonder if you could help me.
Well, I'll try.
Well, come in. My feet are killing me.
Oh, sure.
Thank you. I'm looking for the manager.
Oh, Mr. Furley? He lives downstairs.
I know, but he's not in. Have you any idea where I could find him?
Maybe he went to the hardware store.
Oh. Oh, well. You mind if I sit down? Thank you.
Maybe he went to the pet store.
Do you mind if I smoke?
They have the cutest little puppy in that window.
Say, you have an ashtray?
It is so cute. It's white and brown with spots and big floppy ears.
You wouldn't have a match, would you?
I hope Mr. Furley doesn't buy that puppy.
Why not?
Because he doesn't allow dogs in the building. I'll go see if I can find him for you.
All I'm asking is for you to stay out tomorrow night till you get my signal.
Oh, what signal?
The big smile on my face.
You're disgusting.
Well, I have to be me.
Oh, hi.
Who are you?
The name is Leo Moran.
I just remembered. I left left you sitting here, didn't I?
Yes. Who is he?
Oh, Janet, Jack, I'd like you to meet,
Leo Moran.
You know each other? What a coincidence.
Chrissy, why is this man here?
I'm looking for an apartment. You see, I got kicked out of my old one.
What happened?
Condominium, that's what happened. Condominium.
You mean they turned your apartment building into condominiums?
Yeah.
And you haven't been able to find another apartment?
Well, I found plenty of them, but I just can't afford them.
Oh. Well, what about your family?
I don't have one.
You must have friends.
Well, they live with their family.
You mean you have no place to go?
No.
Well, why don't you stay here until you find yourself an apartment?
Oh, I can't do that.
Oh, sure you can. We have lots of room.
Yeah. Chrissy, could I speak to you for a minute? Are you crazy? He can't stay here.
Oh, all right, Jack. Then you tell him. You tell that poor old man he has to get out.
Right. Excuse me, sir, we've been talking it over, and...
You're absolutely right. I'd just be in the way.
Huh? See, there are three of us, and
look, it's... Look, do you have any old newspapers I could stuff inside my shirt? It gets pretty chilly at night on those park benches.
What are you talking about outside?
Oh, I'll manage. They say it's not going to rain for the next few days, so... Excuse me.
Well, hey, look, as long as you have no place to go, maybe you should spend one night here.
Not on your life. Leo Moran never stays where he's not welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Jack, you're the best roommate we ever had.
You're welcome.
You live here with these two girls?
Oh, yeah. Listen, Leo, I hope you don't mind sleeping on the couch.
The couch? Is that any way to treat a guest? Do you mind if I sleep on this side of the bed?
Oh, I'm sorry, Leo, but I always sleep on this side. Ever since I was a little kid, I slept on this side. Not once in my whole life have I ever slept on that side.
Well, it's just that I need to be as close to the bathroom as possible.
You got it.
Oh, my. You mind if I read?
Go right ahead. Leo, do you mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you.
Okay, it's okay. Here, Leo, take it.
I don't want to read.
Good.
I'd like to talk.
Leo, it's late. I'm tired. You're tired.
No, I'm not tired.
Everyone needs their sleep, especially at your age.
What sort of age do you think that is? The Stone Age?
Oh, no, Leo, what I meant to say...
Look, I'm 75. Just... You think that's so old?
No, it's not old.
Well, then you're stupid, because it is old.
Who are you calling stupid?
And who are you calling old?
Well, I'm not sleeping in the same bed with you.
Well, I'm not going to sleep with you either.
Well, who asked to sleep in this bed in the first place?
You're the one who started.
I didn't start anything.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Ask him. All I know is a man as old as I am needs his sleep.
A minute ago, he said to me...
You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, wait a minute.
You two are acting like a couple of children.
Yes, now go to sleep like good little boys.
Jack?
What?
I'm sorry for calling you stupid.
It's okay.
I'm sorry for calling you old.
Hey, you know, Jet, I think you're all right in my book.
I like you too, Leo.
You know, you remind me of me when I was your age.
Yeah?
Only I was better looking.
Good morning.
Hello. Perfecta mente. I cannot wait till Nancy gets here tonight.
Hey, where's Leo?
Oh, he went out for a walk. You know, I learned a lot about Leo last night.
Well, it is a small bed.
Anybody home?
Oh, we're in here.
Hey, Leo! What's happening?
Hi, Leo.
Hi.
Well, I thought I'd get you kids a little something to show my appreciation.
Yeah. Leo, you didn't have to buy us anything.
Oh, I didn't buy them. I picked them.
Roses. You shouldn't have.
Oh, they're so beautiful. And they smell like coffee.
These are Furley's prize roses.
They are? Oh, I hope nobody saw you.
Open up! It's RF! Oh. Open up! I have to talk to you!
Quick, get rid of these roses. Everybody in there. Everybody in there. Shame. I'm so sorry, Mr. Furley.
You know, a lady across the street told me she saw an old man sneaking around them and then coming up the stairs here. Did you see him?
An old man? No, I haven't seen an old man near your rose bushes. No, sir, no old man.
Who are you calling old?
MacDonald had a farm. Everybody on that farm, he had a cow. E-I-E-I moo. Wait, Mr. Furley.
All right! Oh.
Something we could do for you, Mr. Furley?
Well, somebody stole my roses. Now, have you girls seen them?
What do they look like?
Well, they're red with petals and long stems. And they're roses! They look like roses!
No, we haven't seen them.
What's that in there?
Here, right here, here, in this place here. Oh, nothing. Nothing's in there. There's just brooms and dustpans.
Is he a broom or a dustpan?
I don't know if you've met Mr. Furley. This is my Uncle Leo.
Your uncle, huh? Has he been picking my roses?
Him? Is he? Oh, Mr. Furley, Jack's uncle has been in the closet all morning.
Why?
It runs in the family.
Well, I better be going. What's this? Is this a rosebud?
No, 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 no. This is not a rosebud. It's a cake decoration.
Listen, I think you better run on down after those rose thieves while their trail is still hot.
Right.
Yeah. Jack, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. It was delicious. Chrissy, you and Janet, get Leo an apartment. Find him one now.
Okay, come on, Leo.
Chrissy, where'd you put the roses?
Over there.
Any luck?
No. But don't worry. Oh, I'll find something. You know, there are places that take people like me.
You don't mean an old age home, do you?
Yeah. I can play checkers and learn to love oatmeal.
Hey, where are the girls?
Oh, they went to the movies.
Why didn't you go with them?
Oh, they asked me, but I was too tired.
Leo, you can't stay here. I got a girl coming any second.
Boy, can you operate? You send out the home team and bring in the visitors.
Leo, you don't understand. See, we want to be alone.
I understand. Listen, I'll go into your bedroom and you and your girlfriend will never know I'm here.
Thank you.
Great.
Oh, that'll be her.
I'll get it.
No, Leo, let's get my bedroom, would you? Okay, come on, I'm messing around here. Now, please, stay in the room.
Hello, Jack.
Hi, Nancy. Come on in.
Oh, you look so
beautiful.
Yeah, I
can't take your eyes off me.
Right, exactly.
You can kiss me now.
Would you like to sit down?
Thank you.
Well,
how about a little wine?
A little wine.
In a glass would be nice.
Of course, I was just fooling. I hope you'll find this wine to your liking.
We'll see.
The wine has to breathe. Out with the bad air, in with the good air. Smells ready. That's Leo. He's a friend.
Boy, you hang around with a fast crowd.
Nancy, hey, don't pay any attention to him. He's going to stay in that room all night. Yes, so we'll have the rest of the apartment to ourselves. To you, Nancy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jack, could you do something about him?
Leo, what are you doing? That'll be your third glass of water.
No, this is my first glass. You know, fighting fire sure makes you thirsty.
Fire?
It's just a little one. I dropped a cigarette in the bed.
My bed is on fire?
No, just a blanket. It's out now. You know, you could use an ashtray in there.
I wouldn't need an ashtray in there if you weren't here.
Well, I'll help you.
No, you've done enough already.
Oh, dear. I guess he's mad at me.
It was me. I'd have thrown you out a long time ago.
Huh?
What are you doing here anyway?
Well, Jack invited me.
Out of pity, no doubt.
What are you talking about? Jack likes me.
Look, he's just too soft-hearted to tell you the truth.
What truth?
That you're nothing but a nuisance.
Oh. Well, I don't need a building to fall on me.
No, I'm sorry, Nancy. It really wasn't much of a fire. Would you like dinner now?
I'd love it.
Where's Leo?
He left.
Just like that? Was I too rough on him, you think?
Oh, forget about him. I'm still here.
Why would he leave?
I told him he was a nuisance and in the way. I did you a favor. I got rid of him.
You what?
Oh, come on, Jack. I mean, who would you rather have around? Broken down old man or me?
No contest, Nancy.
I thought not.
Get out.
What?
Excuse me. Get out, please.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding.
Jack.
Goodbye.
Any luck?
No, I looked everywhere. The bus station, the motels, the pier. Nobody's seen Leo.
Well, Jack, don't worry. He's bound to turn up.
Hello, missing persons? I'm looking for a person's missing.
He's been gone all night. Where could he be?
His name is Leo Moran. Describe him. Well, he's about 5'7". He's got gray hair. He's wearing a plaid shirt. Round socks on. Leo! Leo! Hey, you guys are really fast.
Where have you been? We've been worried sick about you.
Well, you didn't have to worry about me. I'm fine. I just came back to get my bag, thank you all, and say goodbye.
Oh, Leo, look, you don't have to go.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, Jen, but I don't belong here.
Oh, Leo, we don't want you living in an old age home.
Old age home? Me? Well, that's for old folks. I got myself a real swinging pad.
What?
Well, while I was out walking this morning, I ran into two old buddies, and we decided to become roommates.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I'd like you to meet him.
Okay, swell.
Come on in, Bill. Now, this is Lily.
Hi.
And that's Alice.
We're going to take care of each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
You see, they've got a two-bedroom apartment just like you. And who knows, with a little bit of luck, our relationship could be just as innocent as yours.
Let's go, girls.
Bye.
Hey, Leo.
What a long night.
Boy, that Leo was really a character, wasn't he?
Yeah, you should try sleeping with him.
You
know what, though? He got me to thinking.
What?
I was wondering what we'd be doing 50 years from now.
50 years from now? That's easy. I'll be a famous chef, and Janet, you'll be a world-renowned horticulturist.
Oh.
Chrissy, you'll still be hogging the bathroom.
Don't be silly anyway. We're not going to be living together in 50 years.
We won't.
Of course not.
Will hurt me. Let's not waste any more time. You're not fighting back. You're not.
No.
Wait a minute. You always fight me off.
Yeah, but we were in a rut.
Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.